you can be a really good coach, know your cues, know program design, and not be very good at building your remote business. So that doesn't mean that you're a quality coach or not a quality coach, just means that you're not a great business person. And the key here is trying to connect the two. Welcome to Trainers Lab. I'm Blake and I'm rolling solo today. Trainers Lab exists to help fill in the missing pieces to help accelerate remote coaching businesses for individuals who are starting out. So our real niche is for coaches who are trying to make the shift from on the floor to either in remote or are straight out of college, have a really good degree, want to do this thing, but have no business experience or real principles to apply all their knowledge. Today's podcast is going to be knowledge on how to grow your business. And there's three real tips. And I came up with this through a story that really began with a conversation I had with another coach. And this coach was perplexed on my success as I was growing. And it just leaked out of him. And I think it was just frustration and of his own efforts, not being able to keep up with what I was doing. And I'm not trying to be cocky. I'm not trying to boast. I think this coach is a great coach, but you can be a really good coach, know your cues, know program design, and not be very good at building your remote business. So that doesn't mean that you're a quality coach or not a quality coach, just means that you're not a great business person. And the key here is trying to connect the two. And so I evaluated after he said, I don't get why you have so many more clients. I think part of that was because he probably saw himself as an equal coach to me. But the truth is, as I sat back and was dumbfounded, and I thought about it for a while, and I realized there was three things that I was doing that he wasn't. And these three things are the things that I'm going to give you as the listener to not make the same mistake. And that is money, energy, and time. I'll repeat them: money, energy, and time. So if you are going to grow anything, and this applies to any business, if you're going to grow any business or any program, anything that you have, it can involve people or something that is a movement, it's going to require those three things. Think of any political campaign, think of any business, think of any nonprofit. Money, energy, and time, right, are the key things that make something grow. If you don't put money into things, then you don't really value it. Or let's say for you as the coach, if you don't invest money in yourself to continue to get education, mentorship, things like that, you will not grow. Every coach that has climbed to the top has gone under the tutelage of other mentors and coaches and put a lot of money into that. And I've watched really good coaches do that. And that's why I do it. I spend close to $10,000 on myself for growth in my business, my understanding of coaching, mentorship, and certifications per year, at least $10,000. So step back and ask yourself, how much are you spending? How much are you currently spending on yourself? Then think about energy. Where are you putting the bulk of your energy? If you're constantly coaching people, like you're just stuck on the floor for 8, 10, 12 hours. I've done 12-hour shifts on the floor before. I've done numerous 11, 10-hour shifts, right? It's really difficult to be able to balance that and grow something else because you're putting all your energy into the business, right? Like you're in it, not like thinking about it or outside of the business trying to grow it. So you have to think about where your energy is being spent. And that requires really just evaluating. Think about this. If you're going to build your brand, then you have to prioritize developing your niche, developing how you want to expand, how you're different than other coaches are, and draw people in. You want to think about your values and your priorities so you don't betray yourself, so that you keep your energy positive, right? If you're constantly just taking any client and then you're running all around all hours of the day, you're going to burn out. And that's a big reason why these three are so important: money, energy, and time. But back to energy, prioritize also client relationship. So if you're starting to do more remote stuff, you need to be able to make those people feel like you're constantly communicating with them. And this is a struggle, especially if you're a hybrid client doing both, which I do. You have to be really good with time management. And you have to, and then on top of that, so you need to build your brand. That would be put your energy into that, put your energy into your clients, and then put your energy into educating yourself. So constantly think of the next certification. One tip I have is that I have one client that pays a year in advance. I never keep that money. I always reinvest that money back into my education every year, and I have for the last 4 years. And that's helped me get through numerous certifications. It's helped me get a coach. It's helped me, yeah, in so many ways. And it's hard to spend all that money right back, but it has always come back to actually expand my business. And I'll finish on a good story on that. I'm going to end on time. And I alluded to this already. If you're going to do this money, you got to put your money back into yourself, back into your business. You have to put your energy into the right direction. So you need to be making sure that you know what you want to be doing and where you want to be going, and then put your energy there. Don't waste time on social media. Don't waste time on silly things. And when it's time to rest, really rest so you can get back at it. But time, efficient time management. I clock myself for every program that I write, right? I want to make sure I'm under at least 10 minutes per program. And that's on the high side. I want to make sure that I am proficient, and that requires putting energy back into knowing what I'm doing so that I'm not writing crappy programs, and I'm also not taking an hour to write them. So you need to be doing that. You need to automate and streamline your process. So when do you program? When is your blockout times? When are you doing consultations? This is super important. How much time do you really have in the day to do these things? Plus your other values, kids, family, which I have three sons and a wife, and she stays at home. And so there is a lot. I want to have good relationships with all them. I want to have good relationships with my friends, right? So I want to have a life outside of work, but I also need to make sure that I'm giving my work what it needs. So making sure processes are flowing. And then the last one I would say is constantly have monthly, quarterly evaluation time where you're going to be evaluating and adapting. It may be a process. Remember, I was coaching at all hours. Then I slowly took about 6 months and then processing that I'm only going to coach from on the floor from 6 a.m. to 12, and I'm not going to coach anymore. I had to lose one or two clients because of that, because the just times didn't work. But that loss of money was worth the time I would get back. And it's grown my business and it's made it more sustainable. And then I have other processes that I'm going to continue to do that with. So that's just a great one. But here's like a great example. And I'll end on this story of how all three of these work. So this was 2020. I had left another gym, lost several of my remote clients all of them in the process. And then COVID hit a month later. And so we're on lockdown. And we're stretching. I'm a new coach. My wife stays at home. We have three children. And we got down under $100 in the bank account. And it was really tight. And I was getting gritty. I was getting out there on social media, trying to hustle. I was doing cold calls. I was doing everything. I was spending a lot of time and a lot of energy. And I got to this point where I really was actually following Miz when he was still over at Functional Bodybuilding Revival with Marcus Philly. And I really just connected. I loved the way he did fitness and thought about it. He really struck me as a coach that knew his stuff, but also was very well-rounded. And when I talked to Marcus actually about hiring a coach there, he recommended Miz because he was so good with systems and I needed efficient systems. It just so happened that I couldn't afford to work with him at the time I reached out and had to wait the whole summer to build up a little bit more clientele. And then in October, I took a gamble on myself. It was October 1st. I started with Miz 2020. And I asked one of my clients if they pay a year in advance. I took all that money and it gave me about 6 months to work with Miz before I would have to quit if it wasn't bringing me any clients. And it was a gamble. My wife, that was a lot of money for us that I reinvested, especially when it was really tight. But I said, we're either going to make this work or we're going to sink. And you usually can know like in your gut when that's happening. And I just went for it. And it went up. It took about 3 months of us working, laying kind of the groundwork. getting off the floor and then talking to Miz and then doing the homework he was asking me to do and just putting the extra hours in. And it was January. We had set up from October to January 1st. I loaded that month. I think I had 6 clients sign up remotely. And then I think the month of February, I had 3 or 4 more. And it got to the point where I could afford to keep Miz. And then by the following October, I think I had onboarded around 20 new remote clients. That's a great American story right there. I'm really thankful. I know that as a religious person, I believe God helped me in that process and was very kind to me and then favored me, but also that he allowed me to participate in the hard work and the adventure, getting out there and feeling the adventure of not knowing if it would work. And it's scary, but it's also what drives entrepreneurship and just grit and hard work and faith. And I want to invite you to do that. But those 3 things, energy, money, and time, will never not be a part of the equation of growth. And if you're not willing to step out and put energy, money, and time into things, don't expect things to grow. But if you are, and you use that last note of continuing to evaluate and adapt, you will continue to grow and flourish. And it may take time, but stay to it and keep going and keep growing. So hope this was helpful. I hope it was encouraging. And I hope those kind of nuggets that I was giving you, you could apply. So if you like this content and you feel like Miz and I would be someone who could really help you grow your business and allow you to just continue to have the dream of being a remote coach and having that margin of helping people, but also making enough money to have a good quality life, then head on over to our Instagram, Trainers Lab, or you can reach out to Miz and I, DM us, or you can head over to our website, which will be in the link below. So have a great day and look forward to helping you guys out more.